business story now. Call it an inflection point or a snapshot into the internet revolution. The announcement of Facebook's earnings suggests that the internet bubble may be over. That's actually a headline from the Forbes website. It met its projections, but its projections of future revenue and future income and its plans for going mobile didn't satisfy investors, and the Facebook stock hit a low yesterday. Joining us now, Henry Blodgett, CEO and Editor-in-Chief of Business Insider. Henry, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We remember the fiasco of going public and all of the details, many of them quite technical, but really we're starting to see here the inside story of what's going on in the internet revolution, and it does seem to be something of a turning point, these earnings numbers. Explain how you're reading it.
Well, I think what happened here is that Facebook delivered exactly what it promised. But most companies, when they go public, promise something that is well below what they think they're actually going to deliver. So most of Wall Street was looking for a big upside surprise here. And in fact, they basically got exactly what they were promised. And that came as a disappointment. I think stepping back from it, what's important to realize is Facebook is a great company. And they are growing and they're innovating. And they now have a new mobile product that's starting to do very well. The big problem is that the expectations for the company got way, way out of whack. And what you're seeing with the stock price is that now finally reality is settling in. And unfortunately, obviously, that's going to be a disappointment to a lot of people who thought the stock would be way higher than it is now.
Is unreality, though, a business model? I can recall Google having these huge upside surprises, and we're very familiar with the upside surprises at Apple, although not so much this quarter. I'm wondering if Facebook can manage its capitalization through the next couple of quarters if it chooses a path that is basically very, very, very conservative.
Well, I think that this is the path that Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO, made incredibly clear before the IPO that he was going to pursue. One of the things that Wall Street's upset about is that Facebook says its expenses are going to grow much faster than revenue the next couple of quarters. People look at that and they say it's going to hit profit. That's terrible. But what Mark Zuckerberg is saying is, look, you know what? The next couple of quarters don't matter to me. Even next year doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is building something that over the next couple of decades is going to be this incredible connecting force that glues together 7 billion people in the world. And if that costs me a few quarters of profit, fine. The problem is Wall Street doesn't like that. And understandably so. They have their own businesses to run. And so there's really sort of a mismatch here between Facebook's focus on the long term and Wall Street's focus on the short term. And the stock price still hasn't gotten to the level where those two things are in sync.
But once again, you called it, Henry Blodgett. It's Zuckerberg as Jeff Bezos of Amazon, not Zuckerberg as Steve Jobs or as Eric Schmidt over at Google. That's the plan, and Bezos is doing fine.
That's right. And don't forget that for about 7 years, from 1999 to 2005, 2006, people thought Bezos was flunking. That, you know, Amazon was just going to go sideways forever. They weren't making enough money. They were investing too much. It's only in the last 3 or 4 years that people have really hailed Jeff as the genius that he is for focusing and making these big long-term investments and now building just this incredible global franchise. Mark Zuckerberg's trying to do the same thing, but that is not good news for the stock price in the near term. You can't have your cake and eat it too. And I think that that's part of the struggle that's going on here. But I don't think you're going to see Zuckerberg give in.
Is Facebook a retail business like Amazon? Henry Blodgett, CEO and Editor-Chief of Business Insider on Zuckerberg, playing the long game at Facebook. Thanks, Henry.
Thank you for having me.